Jesus freed Mary Magdalene from a spiritual bondage to demons. And because of your faith in Jesus, you are freed from spiritual bondage because a greater power moves into your spirit, the Holy Spirit Himself. He sets you free from the power of sin and Satan to become what God intended you to be. But there is another kind of spiritual bondage, that of expectations based on outward performance. Maybe you started out accepting the gift of salvation by faith in Jesus as a free gift, but then you have been thrown into a works-related way of living this Christian life in order to maintain your acceptance before God. The Bible calls this living by law. Living by law is bondage. Living by law can be any human-driven system of works by which people attempt to approach God on their own merits or performance. Now, I'm not talking about what is clearly taught in the New Testament about living a life that pleases God. Sin is still sin. I'm talking about those extra rules that some person or organization devised for you to follow to be a good Christian and for God to love you. Such extra rules could include how often you must go to church, which church you must attend, what kind of clothing you must wear, what kind of Bible you must read, and things you must do or say every day to stay in God's good favor. The result is that you stray from enjoying a love-based relationship with Jesus to practicing a works-based religion. When you are living this way, your spiritual life is in bondage to feelings of obligation, guilt, and fear of punishment for not doing it right. Have you felt that way? Jesus died to set you free from that. He wants you to live by grace. And living by grace rather than law is freedom.